Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Sharon Lee and Mark DeWorth here. Today is April 29th, and we're getting so close to the Ohio Bigfoot Conference. And Gabriel is here too.
Hi everyone.
Did he just sneeze or something?
No, not me.
I don't know what that noise was. Hi Mark, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good.
I am better now. Better now.
Well,
so let's talk about what's going on now. It is April 29th. We have, 2 weeks to the Ohio Bigfoot Conference?
Yeah, just a little bit over a few weeks to go we have, and just getting all the I's dotted, the T's slashed, and all the fine details of the event put together, and a lot of printing, a lot of picking up things. Was down at Salt Fork yesterday and working with them on the facility and our needs, and everything seems to be right in line. And then I was working with Theo's for Friday night's VIP dinner in Cambridge and got the menu put together, which is quite nice. And, like I said, I think it's going to be a big hit.
Sounds great.
I think
so
too. It always is. It always is. The Ohio Bigfoot Conference that we've known it to be for the last 10 years has been awesome. And people come. And I think the reason why Ohio is so popular is because it's kind of centrally located for these people from the other states who don't have their own conferences. And they come to Ohio because it's the one event that they know that one time a year they could spend their money and go and have the best time of their life and see everyone they want to see.
And including me.
Meet all the other Bigfoot. Well, including me. Oh, seriously. Okay.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, Cleveland is definitely, or the Ohio's kind of in the central, region in terms of reach from the Mississippi River Valley all the way to the East Coast, down into the South Florida. And obviously, we've expanded our draw, and we have people that come in from Oregon and Washington and British Columbia, California. We have people coming in from Arizona. We have people from Texas, Minnesota, Iowa, Montana. I mean, I could go on and on. I think we have 34 states.
I know. And it's really, really wild that all these people are drawn to this area because, like I've said before in the past, that I've gone to other conferences. I've gone to Oregon. I've gone to Texas and everything. But the venue that we have at Salt Fork is that you're having the conference right in the middle of all the squatching activities. So that's what makes it perfect. I've gone to Texas where the conference was in a city downtown and we all had to drive 2 hours to get to some squatching activity. It was fine, but it wasn't all-inclusive like Salt Fork is. And I think that's one of the draws for Salt Fork.
Oh, most definitely.
Beauty.
To be centralized is perfect.
Yeah, and it's just a naturally gorgeous place. I mean, if you could go on vacation, Salt Fork's someplace you'd want to go anyway.
Absolutely. I've had people come from Maine and Virginia. My own friends just came there, not for a conference or anything, but just to go squatching and camping and hang out. And that was so much fun. And they always want to come back. Even though I'm sure they have beautiful territory where they live, they just don't have the concentration of people who are interested in the same thing as they do. And when you could come and, get together with a bunch of people who have the same interest and have a great time, then, it's like going to adult camp, going to a camp for a week.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Yeah. It is. I mean, to be able to walk out of your cabin or your tent or even at the lodge and being able to go 200 yards down into the woods and, there could have been a Bigfoot sighting there in the past. And to have that, we're on people's minds, especially people that are traveling in, it just adds to the excitement, to the aura, the feel. And, it's a dream come true for an event like this.
It is. It's totally the perfect venue. I've loved Salt Fork. Every time I pull into the drive, I feel like, ah, I'm home. I could go there and kick it, you know. The Rangers all know that we're here for Bigfooting, so they don't bother us, you know. Camp curfew is 11 o'clock at night. You know what? Oh, you're Bigfooting? Oh, stay out all night. Who cares, you know?
Oh, yeah, they know.
We have a caller.
Ooh. Interesting.
Sorry, Mark.
I was going to say that, and they know that we are, should I say, we're very, very protective of the environment, and we respect the woods and the forests and the nature and the flora and the fauna. So they know that, you know, we're not into any trouble or anything like that. So they're pretty good about allowing us to have pretty good leeway to go where we want and when we want. And, you know, for that, you got to applaud the, you know, the Salt Fork State Park and the Ohio State Parks for allowing us to do that.
I know, and especially Salt Fork, because I know I've been to other state parks in Ohio, and they were probably not as welcoming, you know, not as, you know, giving as far as that goes. But as far as, like, with Bigfoot Adventure Weekends and the Ohio Bigfoot Conference and everything, those rangers are really proactive for us. They understand what we're doing. They don't laugh at us. They don't mock us. They think it's pretty cool, and they know that we respect everything that goes on in that park. It's kind of like we're second park rangers, you know, because we're watching what's going on, we're reporting what's going on, and we're never, never harmful to the environment. You know, we always try to do the best that we can and leave on a good note, always leave on a good note.
Yeah, I always say when we go in and do any event, one camp rule is to leave the place cleaner than you arrived. And, you know, you do that, and they come back and see that the place is cleaned up, the fires are put out, all the garbage is properly, you know, put into the dumpsters and things like that. And that's what they want. And like I say, just respect the park, and you won't have any issues.
I know. That's what's funny about Bigfoot Adventure Weekends. It's like, after everyone leaves, I'm the last one, and I usually clean up. Last time I was there, I walked away with two camp chairs, a pot, an axe, and an awl. I mean, I had some shit, man. I was, like, stoked. I could, like, go and do my own adventure because I had so much stuff left there. I even had a pair of hiking boots from Adrian that she left behind. So I was just, like,
yeah.
I cleaned up everything, had it all, and, you know, but when I left, it looked like no one had been there, and that's what they appreciate, and they appreciate that we are bringing publicity to the park. We're promoting the park, and what better than to promote a state park?
Oh, yeah, not only that. I mean, I could tell you guys stories years ago. I mean, sneaking into Hozak's Cave at 11 o'clock at night back in the 90s, and man, when the ranger would catch you, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, you're looking for that. Get out of here. You know, there was no cooperation at all, and it took a long time of dealing with them and getting to know them and making that relationship, and, you know, where they started understanding that, hey, these people, they mean well. They're just out to have fun and to look for something. Hey, maybe this thing does exist. I mean, so... And maybe it is around that area. So it just adds some neatness to the park and you know, through things like the conferences, like Bigfoot Adventure Weekend, like the hikes that Alan and Jesse from Fathom and Frontiers host with the park. I mean, those are really becoming big hits for just the general Joe or the general father and son. And, you know, what a better way to get your kids out in the woods and, you know, is then, hey, let's go for a Bigfoot hike. And, you know, get them in the woods, and it'll help hopefully educate them more where they want to be in the woods.
Well, and that's fine about the education, because every time we go to Salt Fork, we include Salt Fork State Park naturalists to lead us on a guide, a night hike, or whatever. And that has been so welcomed by all of our guests. They absolutely love that part of the weekend, is going on a hike with the naturalists, who points out owl sounds, who points out vegetation, who finds a box turtle crawling across the road that are very rare. I mean, we always include them, and it's very awesome. I'm very happy with our relationship with Salt Fork State Park.
Yep, we're very lucky.
I have a caller. Who is 925 area code? Speak up. Speak up now.
Am I on? It's Tommy Amarone.
Yes. Hey, Tom, you're on, and you're early. You're taking Esteban's spot. Tom Amarone.
Well, that's what she said.
That's what she said. Oh, my gosh. I love you so much, honey. I miss you. Well, I haven't seen you in a year.
Thanks for having me. No, I look forward to being back, and we're very excited. I was just with Bob, and we were doing a dry run for the travel. So we, you know, I went up there, and we drove around for 800 miles, and then I said, you think you'll be good to go in 2 weeks? He said, I think I'm good, Tom.
Are you guys driving or flying?
Well, no, we're going to fly. We drive about 200 miles to Portland to fly out.
Yeah.
And then we'll fly out of Portland. So, no, we're very excited. And, yeah, I wanted to call in tonight. And I think as I've been listening, I couldn't agree more. What a perfect setting. And then, of course, what an outstanding conference this is now, year after year, and under Mark's direction.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
But
I appreciate
you
that.
You know, because you have been to many conferences, but you have to agree with me. I'm not forcing you to say this, but you have to agree with me that the Salt Fork venue is the perfect place to have a Bigfoot conference because everything is right there. It's all inclusive.
No, I would agree, and you know, I've actually put on a few conferences as well, and there's nothing like it that I've seen out west, and there's nothing like it that I've seen anywhere else because it combines a great setting and a great facility in all in one. You know, you're in the park, and you do have that access, as you described, where it's 3 hours from Cleveland, hour and a half from Columbus, and then within driving distance of a day or so from throughout the Eastern Seaboard and over to Chicago, et cetera. It is the best I've ever seen. And we've had a lot of fun there, too, because you have a structure with that awesome lodge and its lobby, that's three-story lobby, that doesn't disturb any of the guest rooms. And it's really
so
great to be able to...
So we can play Balls of Fury.
Well, you know, I got to admit, I just enjoyed playing music and hanging out with people. But, yeah, that new twist to it is exciting.
Well, you know, one thing I will say is that you did one hell of a job in Yakima this past fall. I just had a blast at that event, and I thought you hit it out of the ballpark. That venue is, I really love the location. I mean, and granted, there wasn't a hotel surrounding it, but it was just such a neat place to have it at. And the Bigfoot exhibit they had just was awesome. And the people there were just awesome. So I just, once again, I want to thank you for letting me be part of it. And you know, I'd be always willing to always come out to anything you put together.
Well, thank you. You know, yeah, no, I know it's one of those things where when you do a tribute for Bob, or last year try to expand that out to different pioneers, the one we did for John Green 4 years ago, it's very fulfilling, and it's nice to be able to hold a special conference like that where you do have a tribute banquet and other things involved. And thank you, of course. I don't think we would have succeeded without your help. So, Mark, I'm just glad to know you, and this is a very exciting time, and nothing is planned in the near future, but we visited with John Green last week, and it got me excited to see that part of Canada again. So maybe in a year or two we'll be up in Canada.
It's gorgeous out there, isn't it?
So, Tom.
Yeah. Yes.
Tom, in the past year since we've seen each other, have you done anything in the field? Have any experiences out in the field?
Well, I have filled up my bird feeder. No, I have. I was out, you know, we camp I don't camp as much as most because I live hundreds of miles from the field, but we go once a year to the Bluff Creek area, so nothing dramatic. I think I recorded a wood knock, you know, at 5 a.m. I have my recorder running overnight, try to manage the tracks, and so that was July. August, I don't know if I was up, typically go to the Sierras. And then we had Yakima in the fall. That was pretty all-encompassing. And now last year was a little bit of media, too. I was traveling around in June with Bobcat Goldthwait, or, you know, following him as close as the restraining order would allow. And we did premieres in we did premieres in Seattle and Eugene and Portland. And he would let me get up and he'd say, after taking questions, now that we have the guy who plays that song, he'll play the whole song. So that was June. And then Beachfoot. I had a nice long trip with Gene Romo up to Beachfoot. So, no, not
Gene
as much
awesome.
Field work. Yeah. I'd say another angle I've enjoyed is interviewing eyewitnesses, trying to get some on video, but more. I did more of that in throughout the fall. So, yeah, I mean, as a long-winded answer, 2014, not the best field year for me, but still got out
a little.
You
know what? I feel exactly the same way. It's like 2014 for me was very disappointing as far as witness interviews and everything else that involves actual Bigfoot research. I've been very disappointed. And maybe it's because, am I burned out? Am I so sick of hearing these same stories from these people who are in trailer parks, smoking weed, you know, all this other stuff. I can't really wrap, you know, get into it. I can't, you know, go into it.
You know,
so
from
it's
that,
hard.
Go ahead. Let Mark have a comment here.
What I was going to say, Sharon, is, and, you know, I'll admit in all the years I've been in this, I've had some lulls too where I felt, well, am I wasting my time doing this? And then all of a sudden you might have a couple nights of investigation that were some really hot things happen, or you just interview, a real good Class A sighting report where, I mean, the story and the amount of witnesses and the testimony and the things like that just really pumps you up. And basically, it's what you just need. You just need to get, you need to get onto some kind of incident or report or have an experience to kind of re-energize yourself.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously, I'm burned out. I was like ready to give it all up, and then Mark forced me to do this radio show for the Ohio Bigfoot Conference and talk to all of our friends. And I love all my friends from that I've met and interacted with, Tom Yamarone, Jim Sherman, all these people who are coming to the Ohio Bigfoot Conference who I have had an actual relationship with. You know, they're not strangers to me. And I really, really want to know that everybody is doing something actively in the field and not just trying to make a name for themselves, you know, if that sounds
understandable. I mean, there are people who do it for various reasons or motivations, but that is another great aspect that you point out when we come to Ohio. Bob and I talk about this while we're traveling, and last year with John, of course, with John Kirk, who we're really
He's
looking
awesome.
Forward to being one of the keynote, one of the speakers this year. But we talk about we're going to have a lot of friends there. And then the other aspect is we also want to be as available and as accommodating to the people we're meeting for the first time. And I say, I'd like to put myself in my shoes back in 2003 when I attended Willow Creek Big International Bigfoot Symposium, and how it was for people that were open to, you know, listening to this guy, or you know, including being inclusive, and that's a great part of it. And I mean, we couldn't even name the names. When you started to name names, I thought of Bill Treginis and Sibylla Irwin, and of course, the guys from Massachusetts, John Wilk and Dave McCullough and Dax, and it goes on and on, and Henry May, so you start doing this, you're going to leave somebody out. But there's quite a well-versed group that attends. So then the folks there really benefit from that, just from even standing in and listening to conversations. But you top that off with the vending area almost becomes a display area as well because of what's being sold with tracks, track casts, and other things like that as well. The artwork's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right, cool. We've got Dr. Russ Jones on the phone. Dr. Jones, I'm on the phone.
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I am great,
Sharon,
Russ. How are you? I miss you.
I'm doing good.
Can you
how
hear
you
me?
How you doing?
Oh, good.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We're doing great. We are doing great.
Looking forward
to
seeing you
at the
Ohio
conference.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
You too, Russ. Really looking forward to it. This is Tom Yamaroon.
Hey, Tom. I thought I recognized your voice. Good to talk to you, my friend.
You as well.
We've
What's
got
going
Tom
on, Russ?
And
Mark
DeWorth on the line. Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm doing good, thanks.
Staying
enjoying finally some warmth in the mountain state.
Well, that's good. Is the water receded and you can see your deck or dock again?
It's been a wet spring here in West Virginia, and I'll tell you, the water is finally today back to normal. It's been up all spring.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But
so, Dr. Russ, tell me, what have you been doing this spring as far as Bigfoot research?
Okay, I'll tell you, I got a couple things I've been doing. When I come up to Ohio, I'm actually bringing two different hair samples from witnesses with me that some of the people up there were going to all get together and look at. One sample came out of the New River Gorge, and another sample came from a sheriff in a southern county in West Virginia.
Nice.
And so I'm pretty excited
nice.
For people to look at those. And for about a year now, I've been working on a book. I just finished the final edit. And I'm not sure how long it'll take, before I get it published or whatnot, but later this year for sure sometime.
Well, that sounds really
good.
Interesting. Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be on West Virginia and primarily, but I wanted to spend a lot of time in the book on trying to give people a good idea. If you go into an area that you've never been to before, how can you go into that area and find out whether or not there's Bigfoot activity quickly, as opposed to going somewhere and sitting around a campfire and hitting a tree or screaming or something along those
right.
lines.
I hear you there.
which we have too much of that probably going on across the country. So, I sprinkled in a lot of the reports of that have happened in West Virginia and then try to get some specific on some other areas.
Interesting. Hey, Russ, who are you coming up to the conference with this year?
I know that a bunch of us from the BFRO are going to be up there as they have been the last few years. I think that last couple years there's been, I think, Mark is maybe close to 30 of us, 20-something for sure.
Wow.
And so it's a good chance to get to see a lot of our friends from all across the country. And I know that Darren Pavarnik and I think Jim Sherman and I are going to stay together. And I know Ronnie Powell and Dr. Tom Bruns, the medical doctor from Tennessee, is coming up with Sibylla, of course. So, it's kind of got to the point now, all of us set aside our schedule just for that. I know the group just had an expedition in Kentucky, so some of them are excited to talk about it. It's just a good time to catch up with friends.
Yes, it is.
It is. It absolutely is.
Hey,
Hey,
Sharon and Mark, would now be just be a real good time quickly to remind everybody of Sibylla Irwin's campaign called Evict Fred?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Ooh, what?
Okay,
Sibylla
so Sibylla Irwin. Go ahead, Mark.
Sibylla's Irwin, her
daughter?
Her daughter Gillian was diagnosed with somewhat of a inoperable type tumor along her brain that was causing seizures. And so she's been getting a heavily dose of different medical treatments and to hopefully be able to remove this thing safely, let's just say. And they have a campaign going. It's called Evict, like the word E-V-I-C-T, Fred, F-R-E-D. And it's a fund where you buy T-shirts and stuff, and then the proceeds from the T-shirts will go to help cover Gillian's medical bills and expenses and things like that. If you go to Sybilla's Facebook page, it would be listed on there, and it's very easy to find her on Facebook. It's Sybilla, S-Y-B-I-L-L-A, Irwin, I-R-W-I-N, and if you look down her wall, you will see about Evict Fred, and I would highly suggest to help with the cause and help, you know, hopefully get Gillian 100% recovered and put this behind her. So.
And stop by and see
Appreciate
Sybilla when she'll be at the conference.
The Bigfoot
and very sweet woman.
Oh, yeah.
She is. She's very sweet. I have a piece of her art in my bedroom. It scares me every morning. But the thing about the Bigfoot community that we do support each other, even though, you know, we're in different parts of the world. I know Cindy Dozen has a Kickstarter program, you know, for her grandson. And, you know, I've supported that. I will definitely support Sybilla. We are a very close-knit community, even though we don't agree on everything all the time. You know, we're like a family, dysfunctional.
Well,
what you gonna do?
Real quick, Sharon, the website for their T Fund is www.tfund.com/Fred, F-R-E-D, and that will take you to not only the page with the shirt, but also the most beautiful and sad, you know, it brings me to tears watching this video they have, but it's just a
say it again
phenomenal
I'm going to type
piece.
It in the chat room,
www.tfund, like T as in Tom, FUND.com/Fred, F-R-E-D. And
okay,
the shirts are
$20.
I think I bought 3 or 4 of them, and I gave every one of my family one. So, you know, and
aww,
my kids have been wearing them all around, and people keep asking who Fred is, and they tell them that it's one of their dad's friend's daughters who's having an issue, a medical issue, and we're trying to help her any way we can. So
yeah.
That's great.
It is great. All right, we have a caller from 440-796 area code. Who is that?
This is Alan from Seven Frontiers.
Oh, my brother. My brother from another mother.
Hello there. How are you all doing tonight?
We're doing
good.
We're
Alan?
All having a chat here. We're all getting to cozy, you know, getting ready for the Ohio Bigfoot Conference.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this. It sounds like a fun event. I shall try and see if I can make it.
You better
You've heard
make
of it.
It,
huh? So, Alan, what's going on with you? You've got the Minerva Monster Project going on and other things. I don't even know you anymore. You're a stranger to me, and we'd like live 20 minutes away from each other.
Yes, I have not fallen off the face of the earth. I have been producing a movie with my good friends Jesse from Seven Frontiers and Seth Breedlove called Minerva Monster, which is a documentary about a bunch of cool Bigfoot sightings in Minerva in 1978.
Cool. Very cool. I know we've been promoting it. You had a Kickstarter event for it. And everybody's
yep.
been... And he actually surpassed his amount that he won for Kickstarter. He didn't even have to start a Kickstarter as far as I'm concerned. He just needed to
it
say, hey...
crushed it.
Yeah,
lend me
we were 1,200% funded.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, well,
that is awesome!
And I told you guys that because it was from Ohio and because of the great people in the Bigfoot community in Ohio, that would be something they would definitely step forward and put some money up for, because the Minerva Monster is such a historically significant story of not only sightings, but with police involvement, with a lot of people involved, that is very well documented from some of the great late, you know, researchers of our days, like Ron Schaffner and people like that. And so this is a story people want to hear, and it should be put in a form like this. And it was great to see that the witnesses were still around to talk about.
Yeah, we were managed to scrape up some, and this was definitely a story we needed to get going on, because the witnesses were disappearing fast, and they were getting harder and harder to find. So we did get lucky, and were able to talk to several key members of the story, and I think everyone's really going to enjoy the way we kind of put this all together. And we will be having a premiere of the movie. It's actually our world premiere, right after the Bigfoot Conference in the main room. You know, May 16th.
Saturday night.
How exciting. Are you guys going to serve popcorn?
You know what? We had talked about it, and I tried to secure a popcorn popper on the cheap, and it didn't work out. So probably not. It's going to be a bring-your-own-popcorn event.
Oh, Mark should supply the popcorn maker.
Well, I could do is we could just get Jesse and just give him a popper to strap on his back and just keep filling it with popcorn and oil. I'm sure he'll hop around all day.
Well, if we want to do this Fathom Frontier
style,
yeah, if we want to do this Fathom Frontier style, we need to cook it over the campfire. So that's the way we would do it.
Well,
oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
But
we do.
We most definitely look forward to that premiere, and we most definitely look forward to you know, seeing your vending table as always. I know you always have some really great stuff, great shirts and all sorts of different cool, unique items. I still love the little bus statue I got for you. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. And, you know, like I say, you've definitely been a very, very big help since I've taken over the conference in 2012. And, you know, I'm glad that we've been able to, you know, create a relationship where we can work together and still be able to do the things we like to do, and that's go out in the woods and research reports and help educate the
exactly.
people in Ohio of, you know, just more public awareness on the Bigfoot phenomenon as a whole.
Yeah, we got to buy
tape. I was going to say
we got to buy
that
tape measures for the state. Yeah.
I know,
I've
right?
started a fund for everyone to buy a tape measure. I'm not kidding.
I think it was. I think it was 2011 when I met Alan and Jesse.
No, I've partnered with Lowe's and Home Depot, and it's gonna happen.
No, I would definitely be in. That is one thing I have been contemplating year after year is ordering a 12-inch ruler with the Ohio Bigfoot Conference logo on it. And giving it to all the VIPs. And it's just the one thing I even just yesterday I was looking at one of the books with them in. I'm like, Jesus, next year I got to get this done. Because I know Yamarone gets so upset when people send these darn track photos and with no unit of measure, which I agree, Tom.
No, Russ,
but,
I know Russ would agree
doing?
With me. But I looked at 6-inch rulers and I just couldn't come up with wording for them, or you know, because you'd be a basic wood ruler, but no, it's insane. I was over dropping Bob off at this other conference, and they had pictures on this. I mean, it's not insane. You know what it is like Jerry Crew, Al Hodgson, Bob Titmus, Roger Patterson, John Green, Rene de Hinden. There was nothing different about them except their science education, I think, in school. Right? And so, and that's about it. But yeah, the lack of a, and your shoe is not a scale item, but even Les Stroud.
No, it's not.
What's with putting your hand in the frame? But it's easier, you know, and it is effective as a comparative thing. But no, we'll work on that. I also think you can't write it out because it took me a while, but the back of Jeff's field guide, the laminated threefold field guide, it has a how-to, and it's just folks get in bad habits and whatnot. But no, hey, good idea though, as you were saying, to educate the general populace of what they might be able to do to, you know, contribute towards the collecting more evidence on this, documenting
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. We've got three more callers. 843 area code, 484 area code, 417 area code. I'm going to start with the 843. And who am I speaking to?
This is David.
Dr. David Floyd.
Yes, hi.
Oh, well, I know many Davids. You need to say Dr. David Floyd.
I'm the David, yes. How are you?
Oh, you're the David.
around my house, at least.
Oh, okay. So, David, talk to me. Tell me, what are you all about? And you're coming to the Ohio Bigfoot Conference.
I am. I'm very excited about it.
I'm
contacted
excited.
Mark. Well, good. I can tell. I contacted Mark about the conference. Maybe last Christmas or so. And you know, we went back and forth a couple of times about. I was telling him about some of my research and things where I was interested in, and he was kind enough to invite me to speak. And I'm excited. This is my first Bigfoot conference. I have spoken at literary conferences before, but I've never been to a Bigfoot conference, and I'm really excited about it.
So what is it that you're going to contribute to the Bigfoot conference? Because, you, like you said before, you're very literary, and I Googled you, obviously, before we had you on, and you're not your typical Bigfooter. You're not your typical Bigfooter. So tell me what you're going to... Bring to the table, son.
Right. So, well, one of the things about this conference in particular that appeals to me is it's really multidisciplinary. And in some of my research and all, like with Ivan Sanderson and Bernard Heuvelmans, if I'm saying that correctly, they both stressed the interdisciplinary aspect of cryptozoology, and not just from a scientific standpoint, but to look at legends and mythology and all kinds of things, stories and art history and this kind of stuff. And that's really kind of what I bring more to the table than a scientific background, is one of studying culture and cultural history and that kind of thing. So the title of my talk is Bigfoot and its Similars, Manifestations of a Mystery. And it's sort of an English person thing to have a big long title like that. That's what we do. And our titles work very hard. But anyhow, what I want to look at is these different Bigfoot types through Western civilization. You know, we're really familiar with stuff post Patterson-Gimlin, you know, and how Bigfoot is part of our popular culture and all that stuff. But what I want to look at is how these figures have been around, and creatures, whatever you want to call them, at least, you know, in Western civilization, at least, you know, back to ancient Greece, Roman Empire, the medieval period, through the Renaissance, through the Victorian period, and then all the way up to like early American settlers and the colonial period and all. And what I want to do is kind of track the existence of this creature, or at least creatures that allude to the existence of something out there that's been consistent, at least in Western culture. And I'm sure it's the same in Eastern culture. I'm just not that familiar with Eastern cultures, but and so what I want to look at is stuff like the wild man and the green man and the hairy man and these kind of Bigfoot type creatures and images that have been around for thousands of years, and just kind of look at a timeline. Sort of. Does that make sense?
Oh, most definitely. I mean,
are you going to get picked up from your university or whatever to have people to sign up for this course?
A course? That would be cool. You mean to teach a course at the university?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be cool. I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay, I get credit.
No, I have not. I teach, you know, English stuff and composition and that type of thing. Although I have thought about, practicing my presentation on my classes, just so I can get a couple of dry runs there before I actually go to the conference. So we'll see what they do.
There you go. I think
you're going to do great.
Yeah, and I think you're going to add a little bit of a difference to the conference, something that we aren't used to seeing, and that when I read your abstract, that's what I really struck me, was that it was something totally different and from a different angle. And like I say, I'm very big on education and to educate all these new people and these kids and children and things like that. I mean, because you really got to look back into the mythology and the lore and things like that. And you know, that's why I really love Native American history, because, I mean, if you really look into it, there's just so many tribes, probably all of them, that have some form of reference toward the hairy man,
you're exactly
toward the
right.
Wendigo,
yeah.
towards something. So they must be seeing something. They must be
right.
seeing something that we're seeing. And so it's just, I think it's going to be outstanding. And if you need an agent, Sharon would be perfect for you.
I'll keep you in mind.
Exactly.
I promote the shit out of everybody.
Yes, well, I think
that's
it's going to
awesome.
Be, like, a great, great thing, so. But,
well, I'm looking forward to it. And I plan to learn as much as anybody there, because, you know, when you're sitting around with John Kirk and Lauren Coleman, Bob Gimlin and Jim Sherman, you know, I mean, I don't even feel like I should be up there with, you know, I saw that banner that you put on Facebook, you know, and it had all the names of the presenters on them, and I was like, what am I doing up there? You know, and I'm really excited to hear what they have to say, you know, and like I said, I plan to learn a lot more than I convey over there, so.
Well, you know, I think all
you're
awesome, think all
Dr. Floyd.
Oh, please call me David.
Do I have to call you
Dr.
Floyd? Do I have to call you Dr. Floyd when I meet you? Okay. All right, kids, we got to move on. We got to move on. We got the 614 area code. Who is this?
That is me.
Hi,
me.
Sharon?
Who? What?
Sharon?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
I'm calling from Columbus.
And who are you?
And your name is?
I'm Kevin. I'm Central Ohio guy.
Kevin Bird?
That's me.
Oh, Kevin, we're going to do a golf outing, hopefully, if my arm is better.
We were going to play golf last year, and we got rained out.
I know.
I was
and
one
this
of your
time,
golf people. I can't make it this year because I won't be able to get there early enough to play golf this year, but I was signed up for last year, and it just didn't work out because, the weather was awful.
Are you kidding me? You're not going to be able to golf this year.
I can't get there. I'm going to get there late in the day on Friday, so I can't do golf. But I hope you guys have an awesome time. I hope you have better weather than you had last year. Because last year was like
yeah,
total
and now I'm going to
disaster rain out
because you upset me so much.
What's that?
I said I'm going to disconnect you now because you've upset me so much.
Oh, we'll see you at the conference, Kevin.
It's all right, Kevin. It's all right. It's okay.
So here's
shit
what
happens. We all know shit happens.
Shit happens. Yep, I was there, and we got rained out. But anyway.
I know you were. You were in your golf attire and everything. You were ready to go.
Yeah, I was good to go.
All right.
But
hello?
All right, Kevin. Love ya. Moving on.
Yep. Hey, I know you've had some ups and downs in the last year with the whole Bigfoot community, but please, hang in there. We need you.
Seriously? Nobody needs me. This is bullshit. Well,
no,
we love you, Sharon Lee.
Sharon,
I need you.
I
know people love me. No, shush.
So hang in there, okay?
We love you, Sharon Lee.
What
you are our favorite.
All right,
so that's
all right.
The first thing I wanted to say.
Everyone
was,
calm down.
Karen Lee, don't go away. Because I know
that
you've had man? Some issues over the last year or two with haters. You know,
but we're lovers. We're not haters.
Yeah, let the haters
I'm
be haters.
I'm a Libra Latin lover.
So
yep.
Hang in
you
there,
guys
Karen
are
Lee.
Idiots. I
we
go
want
to my
you.
Next
we
caller.
Need you.
You guys are idiots. I love you. Love you. I'm going
I love
to the
you
next
too.
Caller. 860 area code. 860 area code. Oh my
hey,
god!
That's
Mike Astorti.
Mike Astorti.
Hey,
boy, that's a hard one to follow.
What's going on, Mike?
How you guys doing? Sounds like
I'm Esteban. Is Mike? Is Mark DeWorth there? Is this Sharon Lee?
Esteban, get on! Oh my
yes,
god!
Yes, I'm on. I've been on for a while.
Esteban, I'm right.
Well, like, you were supposed
I said,
to be
I'm
on
a,
like
how many
an hour
Latin
ago.
Libra lovers do you know?
Only one.
Yes.
He likes.
All right.
And he likes the music of Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, and what else do I like? I like Simon and Garfunkel.
Early.
Because that's
love
good with the guitar.
Lee.
That's good just with the guitar.
Yeah, great. Wow. I'm working on some too.
Which
you,
one
you
do
like
you work?
Scat samples.
Oh, now you got
oh,
me.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I've got so many colors on the line.
59th Street Bridge.
I can't even.
59. No, I don't know the lyrics. That's the one I don't know the lyrics to. The Boxer song, right?
The Boxer, I know. It. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that song. The lyrics that well. So how's the Bigfoot community doing?
We're doing good, Esteban. Are you you're planning on being there, right, in a few weeks?
I hope I can make it there. Because anyway, you know, Sharon said I could stay at her place.
Mm-hmm.
And last time we stayed there in the woods next to the lake, that was very nice. I got
it
to
was
sleep
awesome,
like a little,
wasn't
I slept
it?
Like a little baby.
We
so the,
took
you, know,
you on that hike
and
you
and
said we took you on that hike and you said, why isn't everyone doing this? Because it was so awesome.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, most definitely.
It was true. It was very awesome.
Yeah.
But wait, like you jumped ahead of Mike Astorti. I need to talk to Mike Astorti right now. So
okay.
Shush your face.
Okay.
Mike.
Hey.
Mike.
Hey guys.
I've lost all control of this radio show.
Oh, Mike.
It sounds like.
So, Mike, how's everything going?
My turn.
Well, it's going good now that we have all the banners done and
radio.
T-shirts are on their way to me, so people will be getting those soon enough anyway. And
so
everything's looking great.
Well, everything turned out great. All the banners and the ID badges and postcards. I mean, I have everything here, and they turned out fantastic. And I can't thank you more for always putting in your graphic expertise to the task every year. And I know I can be a pain sometimes, and asking for this and asking for that. And it's like, you know, one thing I've learned what a vector file finally is. And so I thank you for that and the importance of it. And it's like, you know, obviously, you enjoy doing what you're doing because you wouldn't do it if you didn't like it. So, I mean, like we greatly appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you guys as always. And then, obviously, I look forward to you guys doing or a little thing on Sunday for a little presentation at the Ohio Bigfoot family event on Sunday. And,
yep,
Diana's
getting all geared up for the evidence.
Collection.
Class.
Exactly.
Getting all their equipment together
good.
For everybody.
That'll be awesome.
She did a great presentation at Champ Camp on evidence collection. I remember that.
Yeah, I think people will like it.
Diana is
You know, having her science background and expertise in that area, I think people will get some tips that they can use when they're out in the field and come across different things, hair samples or even some better,
So let me ask you this: How did your painting Bigfoot campaign end up finishing out?
Well, I hope everybody saw pictures out there. And actually, in the mail today, Wayne sent me his, and I'm waiting for Rob Roy's. It's taken a little longer getting from Alaska to here, but as soon as his arrive, all of them will be together. The one I did, and the one Tom Finley did, and the Andy Finkel did one that's been here for a while, so they're going to – I'll take some pictures of them all before I bring them out to the conference where you can auction them off. But they're very cool. And then Tom's sitting inside the refrigerator.
the Minnesota cool. Iceman?
Yeah.
He really thought that one over really good. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them all in person. And, obviously, I'm looking forward to get my own, you know, kit so I can paint my own Bigfoot. And, cause, you know, like you said, if you can't find them all the time, why not paint them?
That's
well,
right.
We'll do body painting.
Yeah, we could do that too on the side.
We can just go out into the woods. Huh?
That's the best idea I've heard yet. No,
hey, Sharon, at 8:50, Sharon Cliff should be calling in. 503 area code.
I don't even know. I have so many callers on the line.
I have
okay,
to apologize for calling in at the wrong time.
Sharon, can you please look
you
for
did.
The
You're
503 area code? Because it's Cliff.
No. Oh, 503. No, I've got 732-860-614-417-484-440.
All right.
So I hope I didn't like upset things by calling a little bit late.
No.
Okay.
Never.
We love you, Esteban. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want to hear.
Skip the pilot. Bring Skip the pilot again. He was
oh,
awesome.
Oh, God,
Skip, you
the
like
pilot.
Skip the pilot? I thought you were talking about a TV
I
show.
Love
that was... Yeah. Well, if we fly, then Skip will come.
Yeah, I
That's
love
awesome.
Skip. He's so
Skip
sweet.
Skip the pilot, yep.
He's so sweet.
My private
so anyway,
pilot.
Anyway, here we are. We're pre-conference 2015. We're all together. We're all loving each other, having a good time, and having fun. I've got Micah Sordi on the line, who's my friend from 2009. Love you to death, Mike.
Hey,
so
guys, don't
what
forget
do you and
too,
Diana
gotta...
have a go?
Well, we'll have our table, and don't forget everyone's
yeah.
going to meet us at the pit for, you know, and wear their hard helmets. No hard hats allowed, and for Balls of Fury.
Right.
Balls of Fury. So how many Super Balls do you have? You have to have at least 24.
Well, I started collecting some, so I have a few here that I'll bring. And
all
I'm
right.
sure some other people will bring some as well. And Yamroom, do you got a new song for this year or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's kind of a take on the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ohio, you know.
Yeah. I like Crosby, Stills, Nash
Wait,
& Young, too.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to get, you know what, we're going to print
and
out the song so everybody has the lyrics so we don't have to
yes,
hum through
we'll go
some of
take
us,
advantage
right?
of their business office.
That
there.
Would be awesome. But yeah,
right, we all have
yeah.
the lyrics.
We can do a sing-along. We used to do that in high school.
Hey, we love those sing-alongs. That was like really fun when we got
you
all drunk and did the sing-alongs while they threw the balls at us.
Yeah. Well, Dad, I'm going to bring I've, you know, well, definitely want to have a human shield in front of me, so.
Is that lady going to be there that shouted at us? Remember the lady that came and shouted at us?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
no,
yeah,
she
yeah.
probably got
but
tired
hey,
because...
Hey, Sharon.
She put us on triple probation. It was a triple secret probation.
Okay, you guys, you're all on triple probation. Now, Sharon, check for 503 for Cliff. We need to be on schedule.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, shit. All right, 503. I have no 503.
That lady shouted at us.
503! Whoa.
There we go.
Let me pick up Cliff.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
me.
God, Cliff. Save
What's
us.
Going on, Cliff?
Save us.
Save you from yourselves? I can't do that.
You better.
we're on triple
Save
secret
us, Cliff.
Probation.
Cliff, you're
on the phone.
Amidst
on
many
the line,
friends.
We have Cliff Berrickman from Finding Bigfoot, my friend since 2009, my buddy Cliff, who I'm trying to hook up with my 29-year-old daughter, but he ain't having it. All right.
Oh!
Well, I appreciate the sentiment, of course, but, you know.
My 44 might have something to say about that.
So Cliff, what have you been up to? I know you've been out in the field a lot. What's been going on?
Oh, well, I'm actually on break right now. I just got back from a run of Finding Bigfoot on Friday night. So now
okay.
I have 2 weeks down before going out and doing another three in a row. And then doing the season ending over here in June, I guess. So right now it's great. I'm enjoying my time in Portland, Oregon. I'm taking lots of naps, playing with my dog, and cleaning my house, and all that sort of stuff. You know,
trying to be
for a little while.
A good time of the year. It's spring. You can get that garden going and you know, get the yard cleaned up, and that's what I'm doing right now. So.
Yeah. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm being Jess Cliff instead of Cliff from Finding Bigfoot. I kind of prefer Jeff a lot of the time. So that's what I get to do right now.
Yeah.
So
it's nice to unplug for a minute.
Totally.
Yeah.
Outside my own bubble.
Well, you know, I know you're not going to be here this year, but we appreciate you coming last year. It was a huge asset to have you there, and I look forward to have you coming back in 2016 if you'd like to on May 14th.
Oh, I'd love to, of course.
Open,
you know,
open invite.
But yeah, of course. That'd be awesome. It's definitely penciled in at this point, and hopefully I can keep that obligation.
Well, that would be awesome. Hey, how's Bobo doing? How's he feeling?
Bobo's doing fine. He's good.
Good.
He's in good spirits, and you know, I'm sure, you know, because he has to go home every 4 or 5 weeks or so. Not only because we get a break, but while he's gone, his dog Monkey takes care of the bills, so he has to go home and like clean up the mess.
Oh, jeez.
So he goes home for his allowance.
I hope he doesn't owe him pay.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark. Mark, this is Gabrielle, and if you don't mind, I'd like to say something real quick to Mr. Berrickman. First of all, last year I had the pleasure
Mr.
of meeting him at the Ohio conference. He was selling the coolest things. He had Orrin Pendek footprint casts, and
right.
I have mine proudly displayed in my office. I look at it every day and smile, not just because of Cliff, but because I also just think Adam Davies is cool. But I wish to say the one great thing about Ohio Conference is that the people who come, like Cliff Berrickman, like John Kirk, and on and on, are so available to the people who come, and they are so generous with their time. I got to ask Mr. Berrickman a couple questions, and he was just so cool about answering them and just...
Really? What did my dad say?
What did your dad say?
Sorry, I was raised very properly.
I understand. Maybe you're raised in the South. I do like the politeness of the South, where they call you sir all the time and all that stuff. Or Mr. Cliff. But anyway, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you
Say the cool thing about Ohio Conference is just you get to meet these amazing people who are incredibly generous with their time, will answer questions, will talk to you, and it's no
exactly.
big deal, and they're just like one of the gang. And it was just the most amazing experience. It was really great. And I'm hoping we can get Mr. Davies invited next year also.
Go on, don't stop.
It'd be fun to do a gig with Adam, that's for sure. Adam's a really good guy.
Yeah, he is.
I met him a few years back on a radio program. I think Nick Redfern and Adam and I did this gig together. Oh, and Linda Godfrey, I think, was on the same gig. But Adam and I kind of kept in touch. And then, of course, when Finding Bigfoot went to Sumatra, I had the pleasure of camping in the jungle with Adam for 4 days or however many days it was. And you just don't go through an experience like that without making a lifelong friend or a lifelong enemy. But luckily, Adam's a good guy, so a lifelong friend is what I chose.
That's awesome.
Great.
That's
well,
great.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
You guys,
just like you said,
so
it's not that
fun.
Big of a deal.
That really is one of the great aspects of Ohio that, unlike some of the other conferences, you don't have that social time, you know, to mingle and talk to the participants like that.
Well, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
it's
and
nice.
For me, sometimes, speaking as a presenter, you know, like, I'm on television, and for other people, not for me, but for other people, that puts boundaries between the guy on TV and them, you know? And that doesn't really need to exist because, as I said at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference, I'm a Bigfoot nerd. I'm like, when the show goes away, I'm still going to be showing up to places like that. It's just part of who I am and what I like to do. So for all those people who think I'm a celebrity, joke's on you, man. I'm a Bigfoot nerd who happens to do it on TV, but eventually TV will go away and I'll still be a Bigfoot nerd.
Right on.
Yeah, and that's why we all love you.
Absolutely.
Now, hey, Sharon, real quick.
I remember when I interviewed you in 2009, and you said you were a Bigfoot nerd, and I put it out there, and people gave me a lot of shit. Why are you calling Cliff a nerd and everything? I'm like, no, he called himself a nerd. I appreciate what he said. I'm down with it.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. You know, Bobo doesn't like it when I say that we're all Bigfoot nerds, but, you know, I've got no problem being who I am.
Well, he's more like a Bigfoot dude.
Like a Bigfoot rocker. Yeah, Bigfoot
right.
rocker.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Think,
there you go. There
cool
you
dude.
Go. But, now, who's
but
all,
I know better.
Who's all,
cool.
who's all still on the line, Sharon?
Everyone.
Everyone's still online. So Russ is still
we've
on. Mike
Dr.
is still
Russ.
On.
Russ
we've
is here.
Lloyd's
Esteban.
On. Esteban's
we've got
on.
Cliff.
So.
We've got everyone.
wow, that's a very good crowd, and
because everyone loves
like that.
But everyone loves me. We can not do any wrong. We're all doing good for the Bigfoot community.
Sure, it's a nice group of people here.
Yeah, even Bob Gimlin's on. I just heard his voice.
Bob Gimlin, I heard him.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of it.
Now,
follows me around.
All right. So, what do you want to say, Mark?
Well, I mean, basically, I'm just looking forward to another event, and just to get it behind me. To be honest with you, you know, it's like as soon as one ends, you're already start working on the other, and you know, I'm already working on 2016, and 2015 hasn't even happened, and you know, it's just one of those things is that, you know, I can't say thank you enough to all the people that come and all the speakers that take their time to come and to mingle with the crowd and, you know.
So Mark,
you know,
Mark, I got here a little bit late. Who's coming to the Bigfoot conference?
Well, this year.
The speakers this year.
Yeah. This year we have Lauren Coleman. We have Jim Sherman from the BFRO in Michigan. We have Dr. David Floyd from Charleston Southern College, or is it University, I believe, Charleston Southern University. We have, we have
John Kirk,
obviously, is coming. John Kirk from British Columbia. We have Donnie Amerhone
tonight.
I don't know.
He's going to be here for our next show Wednesday night.
Tonight
we have another show coming up, folks, and it's going to be John Kirk and Lyle Blackburn.
Shit, I got to do this again.
Yep, there you go.
You're your big celebrity, Sharon Lee.
Exactly, and then of course we have we just have all sorts of
it's an all star lineup, huh?
Oh,
an
really
all-star lineup.
We always have a great lineup. So,
and you know, I would say you never say never, but really might be Bob Gimlin's last long trip.
Exactly.
Like this, you know,
and he's
and
he's coming too, right? Bob Gimlin's gonna be there.
Yeah, Bob is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bob. When I
he's
was in Yakima, you know,
he's 83.
83. Yes.
Yeah.
He's
still
riding,
by the way. Yeah, he's still. He's actually the week before coming, he's going to be out on a 100-mile wagon train reenactment driving a buckboard, you know, a little wagon.
Oh,
good
wow.
Guys. Love that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
he
pretty
must have
thing,
calluses
so.
Down there, right? Man. He must be all callous down there. Anyway.
Oh.
What about Sunday? What's going to be the you know, for like the
well,
I guess
Sunday,
we usually have that.
Yeah, Brian. Sunday we have it. We call it the Ohio Bigfoot Festival, and that's the picnic on Sunday. There's a free cookout there, and it's provided by the United States Bigfoot Research Association. They're providing all the food like they did last year. We're going to have a lot of how-to clinics with evidence collecting, track casting, what am I thinking? Game camera operations, and there's going to be a whole different series of classes.
It's always
again.
A lot of fun for the kids, right? The kids.
Oh yeah, and the great
and
thing,
always...
the great thing is it's a free event. So for the people that have large families and lots of kids, that you know, mom and dad, don't, you know, they don't want to spend a lot of money and go to an event where the kid in an hour might want to leave or something like this. This way, they still can come on Sunday. They still get to meet the speakers. They still get to get involved. And there's a nice family-friendly hike afterwards right in the hike
right.
So where everyone can go.
Oh, that's
and,
it's a brutally nice hike. Every year we have a nice hike there.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday
yeah. I mean, and this time of the year, in the middle of May, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous out
It'll
there.
It'll be beautiful weather, hopefully, right? You got that
yeah,
plan, the weather.
Hope. Yes, we're planning that, and, you know, and like I say, I mean, you know, there's people that really help this event, and you know, it's people like Grassman Gear, it's like Bigfoot Adventure Weekend, Squatchachusetts, Googs and Company, the Ohio Bigfoot Organization,
and it's always a good
Ohio...
time on Sunday afternoon, especially for the kids, right?
Oh yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, we have so many, you know, people that have helped out.
Is it the guy that carves wood, the guy that does the carving?
Yes.
Is he going to?
Yeah, Snuffy will be there. Snuffy DeStefano, the chainsaw carver, will be back.
And but he's going to chainsaw wood, not people, just in case.
Yes, just wood this year. Yes. I told him
not
you volunteered,
people,
but
no.
That's on Saturday night.
I got enough scars.
But
all right.
But
that's,
no,
that's
it's going to
be a lot of fun,
Esteban,
though.
Esteban,
huh?
You're an idiot. Esteban,
why?
How are you?
So that should be a lot of fun.
Because you're so silly. I love you to death.
Look forward to seeing you.
No, we're going
to
have a great time. It's going to be the best time. It's the same thing that we all know. We're going to have perfect speakers. We're going to have perfect presentations. Snuffy will be there. Esteban will be there.
And we'll go out on a night thing
time.
Too, right? We'll go out on a night watching Bigfoot.
All of the night thing. I know, right? Last time we went out on the night thing, you heard all these wild sounds in the woods. We walked 3 miles, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
He was scared of us. There was too many of us. He was scared.
Friday has activities too.
What's Friday? Right, Friday. We usually
Friday has an advanced hike Friday morning. We're going to meet at the parking lot at Salt Fork, the upper level, at 11 a.m. And it's going to be, obviously, when I say advanced hike, it's going to be a lot of up and down. So if you're not in great physical condition, this isn't for you. But it's going to be hosted, by Mark Mazel. And it's going to be at a very excellent area, as always. So you're going to be able to see some of the real most squatchiest areas of Ohio, not necessarily in the park, but a good distance off, but still within a close proximity of Salt Fork. And then, of course, we're at 5 o'clock. We have a VIP dinner at Theo's Restaurant in Cambridge, Ohio.
Oh, that's my favorite, Theo's.
Oh, yeah. And this year.
Theo's.
Yes. Yeah, this year it's going to be a tight catered type event where you're going to go in and just going to pay at the door upstairs, and you're going to eat, and this way there isn't going to be big lines waiting for food, waiting to be seated, etc. So it's going to be a lot easier.
Okay, we have the 843 area code. 843.
Oh, that's me again. This is David again.
Okay.
I had dropped off, and so I just got back on to just listen in.
David?
There you go. But,
David who?
Anyways.
David Floyd, sorry.
Well, I really, as Esteban,
the doctor.
I really look forward to listening about how things are going with the Bigfoot people in Ohio and what they've seen and done this year. It's always interesting to see, any encounters they're had or hear of new ones. And, I guess you get a lot of the Northeastern people when you go to Ohio and you hear a lot of stories like you were saying, from Massachusetts, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York. You get people from that area, plus you get people from the West, right? But you get a higher concentration in the Northeast.
Exactly.
So I look forward to hearing all that stuff.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, and for all of you that are attending, we thank you very much for your support and for all the speakers that have called in that are past, present, and even future speakers. Thank you for calling in. I'm glad that you thought it was worthwhile your time and things like that. Because I know here it's 10 after 9, and I know we're getting toward the end of our segment here tonight. We will be back, next Wednesday, Sharon?
Next Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Oh,
8
o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
When does this end?
When does this end? It never ends.
9:30.
No, 9:30. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No. But,
will Sharon turn into a pumpkin?
Yes. I'm actually sprouting pumpkin seeds as we speak.
Don't start a riot.
Exactly. So.
Whatever that means.
Well, there was an article about 11 things white people riot about, and one of them was a pumpkin festival.
There you go.
Hey, Sharon, do you have Tom Yemeron's song ready to play?
I absolutely do, because my best friend, my BFF,
has written a song, but he's adapted it and made it new again. Here we go. It's all right.
Roger,
are you guys ready?
And Bob wrote out that.
Yes.
Roger and
Let's
Bob.
Let's hear this thing.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it, and you guys are out.
Roger.
Roger and Bob rode out that day until that log jam got in their way. Well, they got lucky on the creek that day. Oh, they got lucky when she walked away. Yeah, Roger and Bob rode out that day. Roger and Bob were gone a week, right in the fall. Around Love Creek, they shot some film of a Bigfoot there. She walked on two legs and was covered in hair. Roger and Bob had quite a week. Yeah.
You guys will all fit in the cabin.
But Tom, I'm absolutely excited about meeting you face to face for the first time.
Ron, didn't we meet last year?
No, sir. I wasn't able to come. I was dragged to the Woolly Woods of Disney World last year.
Very good. Really look forward to it, and I know looking forward to seeing everyone that's on the line here again, and you for the first time. Huh.
Yeah, well.
How often is that?
Yeah, if y'all got room for me, I'm totally in for the night walks. You may even hear me do one of my howls if you let me.
Oh, do one now.
Yeah. Okay. Just a sec. Let me get the phone away from my voice.
All right. I am going to have another glass of wine. Okay.
That was actually pretty good.
Whoa. That was crazy.
Yeah, my neighbors are really appreciating it right now.
That was great, Ron.
All right, guys. We got to wrap this up. I'm excited that we're all going to see each other at the Ohio Big Book Conference 2015 at Salt Fork State Park in Cambridge, Ohio. I love you all. Anybody who is staying at mine and Gabrielle's cabin, message me so we know.
Play the song again.
Yeah, the song.
Oh,
we want
the
song. We're requesting
the
song.
Yeah,
hey, and don't forget
the song.
The Animal's going to be there, right? He's going to be there with his guitar.
Who is?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
The Animal's
going to
be there with his guitar.
I'm right
here. We're going to bring the lyrics.
Yep.
So this
time
we know how to sing the songs.
I'll message you, and we'll get some definite songs listed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to it. I love that. I love it. Look forward to doing it.
I know.
Like a campfire
Esteban always has such a good time. He's like a kid in a candy shop when he comes to the Ohio Conference. He's the best.
Well,
all right. Do you guys really want me to play the song again?
Yes.
Yeah, play the song.
Yeah.
Let it close the show, Sharon.
Yes.
All right. We're
going to go to bed. I
got to
get
tucked
in.
Now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Sleep tight. Wait, let's bring the song on.
I like this song a lot.
I cannot wait to see all you babies again. We're going to play the song. You guys are so funny. All right, here we go. I love you all. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
And thanks to all the guests.
Roger and Bob rode out that day. Until that log jam got in their way. But they got lucky on the creek that day. Oh, they got lucky when she walked away, yeah. Roger and Bob rode out that day. Roger and Bob were gone a week. Right in the forest around Bluff Creek. They shot some film of a Bigfoot there. She walked on two legs and was covered in hair. Roger and Bob had Russia and the UK. We showed it there to see what they have to say. The Londoners looked down their nose. The Russian scientists looked very close, yeah. Renee took the film to Russia and the UK. That film got shown on the TV. Got written up in magazines like Argosy. It made an impression on our conscious minds. It made an impression of the lasting kind. Well, the film got shown on the TV. Roger and Bob rode out that day. And their lives changed in every way. So did ours. Got to see a living Bigfoot walking.